Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning. The show is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas here with you this morning. But something is missing, by the way, courtesy on the sound there in the rejoin or in the open, 710 ESPN LA and 94 WIP. There is something, though, missing today that we do have to acknowledge right at the beginning.
Stop. Today, I would like to comment and tell you I like your outfit. You don't look like no damn substitute teacher today.
Come on, man.
I like your outfit. I just wanted to start it off on the right note today.
It's just a sweater. I mean, I did a game last night. You know,
have a holly jolly Christmas.
Got to get into the spirit, right? But speaking of getting into the spirit, the one thing I've enjoyed this week working with you here in studio is that, you know, the aromatherapy has been a really nice part of the ambiance of this studio.
Yes, it has.
Sadly, that will not happen today.
Principal's office.
We had, you know, Harry loves scented candles. And for the first 2 days this week, we've had, how do you say it again? Pomegranate candle burning, and it was delicious. But we did receive, though, notice yesterday that all candle burning must cease and desist.
Yes.
So the email says this, all. This morning during KJM, Harry Douglas was burning candles, plural. Apparently, you were on the floor with candles all around you.
Crisscross
candles in studio two. Can we please ask him to no longer do this? Thanks. Very passive-aggressive thanks, by the way, at the end there. And then also a reminder after the thank you, this is against policy and a fire hazard.
Classic. Principal's office. Not the first time I've been. Probably won't be the last time I go either.
I need to know, though, from people. Like, is this an overreach? Like, did we go too far? Like, is this the fun police showing up? Just saying, no. That's too nice. We got to take that away from you.
Yeah, and everybody loved it.
It was a candle. It was contained.
Everybody loved it, too, when they came in. They loved the smell.
Everyone walked in.
The mood was amazing.
Right?
It's all good. All good things have to come to an end, though. That's what they say.
Yes.
All good things have to come to an end.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because that does lead us, though, to yesterday. Last night's NFL action. Yes, on Tuesday we had football. Why not? More games that were pushed later in the week, and these two games last night, Washington and the Eagles. Pat Costello is in a glass case of emotion right now, but we'll get to that in a moment. But the Rams beat the Seahawks 20-10. They move into a tie with the Cardinals atop the NFC West, who Harry says that doesn't matter because the best team in the NFC West isn't even one of those two teams tied at the top.
Proved my case last night.
But meanwhile, the Seattle Seahawks lose, and now we'll have a losing season. And so, again, all good things come to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up, we will discuss that. How should things end in Seattle? Meanwhile, though, we did have a performance from the Rams who were missing several key pieces of this team.
Yeah.
Due to COVID protocols, as pretty much all around sports we're seeing this. And Cooper Kupp, 9 catches, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
He moved past Isaac Bruce for most receptions in a season in Rams history. That's saying something, man.
Like yes.
I mean, that's saying something.
That's saying a lot, but I'm going to take it a step further. Right now, I think he has over like 1,600 yards receiving. And what they have, 3 games left?
Yes.
3 games left. Calvin Johnson has the most in history at 1,964. There might be an opportunity that Cooper Kupp can surpass that record.
For a receiver in a season.
Yeah, in a season.
He has 90-plus receiving yards in 10 consecutive games. He has become Matt Stafford's favorite target. And as we were
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and as we were talking on MVP candidates, maybe they're at least offensive player of the year candidates, that's a name you certainly have to consider. But here's the thing about the Rams that we wanted to learn last night, and Harry, I'll ask you if we did.
Yeah.
Are they still that team? Or are they the team we thought they'd be this year going into the season? Some people looked at them as a Super Bowl contender. They have key pieces. They have the coach, the quarterback, and a defensive, a great defensive player too. Right?
Three good defensive players.
All right, but when we talk about, though, a lot of times when you're going to be an elite team, you have to have elite pieces.
Yeah.
Sean McVay.
Yep.
Matt Stafford. So you've got the coach-quarterback combo, which is, to me, to win a Super Bowl.
It's very important.
You got to have that.
And they have to be on the same page majority of the times as well.
Which it seems like they are.
Yes.
And then you need an elite, dominant player, which Aaron Donald certainly is that.
Since he came into the league.
Yes. Like from the minute, right, he was born.
Yep.
So because they were all in on Stafford, they've been all in on everything they've done. Go get Odell. Give me Von Miller. All those things that they've put together here and moving on from Jared Goff. You know, saying he's not going to work. We're going all in on Stafford. Bring him in. Do they have to win a Super Bowl this year? Do they have to at least get there, especially because it's in their building? And what type of window are we looking at with this Rams team?
Well, so yes, they have to get to the Super Bowl this year because that's the reason why Les Snead and Sean McVay made all the moves they made. That's why they got rid of just about all of their draft picks so they can win now. They're in win now mode. And I remember when they made the trade for Matthew Stafford, I think I may have tweeted, they're in win now mode. They want a Super Bowl right now.
Yeah.
And then when they got Von Miller and then Odell Beckham, I said they're really, really putting all their chips in. They're putting all the marbles in one bag.
It's all brand names on the roster, and it feels so much like the Bucks when the Bucks were doing what they did last year. Got Tom Brady? Okay, let's start adding in. The Gronks and all the other players that they got.
The only difference, at this time last year, the Bucks were playing great football. Right now,
so you don't see
the Los Angeles Rams aren't playing great football. And I look at this game last night, and offensively, I wanted to see this team dominate within this football game with the Seattle Seahawks. Because when you look at Seattle, Seattle is last against the pass. They're 21st against the run. But I'm not going to say that the Rams couldn't move the ball last night because I thought they moved the ball. And I want to mention their first four drives. Now, the first drive, they moved the ball very effectively, but they got a holding penalty, right, which negated a 16-yard catch by Sony Michel. Then on 3rd and 5, you have Odell get a first down, but you get a legal formation. Now you have a 4th and 10 situation, and luckily for them, that the Seahawks ran into the kicker that gave them 5 yards so they can get a field goal because they were going to punt that football. They actually did punt it. They just got the 5-yard penalty. Now the second drive, they went 9 plays, 56 yards. First drive, 9 plays, 6 minutes, 45 seconds. Second drive, 9 plays, 56 yards, 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Matthew Stafford throws an interception. I don't know who the hell he was throwing to. Might have been Cooper Kupp, but Cooper Kupp and him weren't on the same page. He threw a ball inside. I think Cooper Kupp inside released on a go route. So I don't know who he was throwing to then. On the third drive, you get to a 3rd and 8 situation. He gets sacked. That was 11 plays. That third drive was 11 plays, 7 minutes and 7 seconds. And then on the 4th drive of the game, it came down to a 4th and 2 situation, and they got stopped. That was 7 plays that went for 42 yards. So they moved the football. It's just that when they got to certain key moments, they didn't throttle. They didn't put the pedal to the metal. They didn't hit the gas pedal.
So you feel like they should have blown out?
They should have blown out Seattle last
night. Seattle.
They should have.
Yeah, I had my game last night, so it was hard to keep up with everything. And on the East Coast, we didn't see this game. We had Washington-Philly, so we didn't even have this game to watch. I see 10-10 in the third quarter. I'm thinking, what's going on there? Why is that game 10-10?
Well, and the funny thing about that is that coming out of halftime, the Seattle Seahawks basically said, you know what? I'm going to put the sledgehammer down.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to run the football. They rushed the ball on that drive coming out of halftime 7 times for 39 yards and scored a touchdown. Russell Wilson also went 3 for 4 on that drive. So now everything started clicking for the Los Angeles Rams. Like, damn, maybe we need to go down and score. This thing can get weird very, very fast. So they go down and score. But then you get to 1 minute to go in the third quarter, right? 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Matthew Stafford, they're backed up. Matthew Stafford gets sacked inside the 5-yard line. Second down, they get a few yards. So now it's 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12 from the 10-yard line. And when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Well done. Seahawks lost. Clinched Russell Wilson's first losing season. And I just lost that. I got a read to do here. And you know what happens? It scrolls up. Do me a favor, Pat. Scroll that back down for a second. Thank you. We're going to talk about his future, Russell Wilson's future, as I mentioned later. But we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at KJ and Max, where will Russell Wilson be playing next season? Seahawks, Giants, or other. Be part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. The fans are hype. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, so Harry's going to tell you about what happened in the game.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Welcome back, KJM, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas in with you this morning. All right, Harry, so I will let you now finish the point. I got to admit, though, I am impressed with the fact that your clock integrity was on point. You realized where we were, and it was time to get to break, and you knew, all right, let's just tease this into the next segment.
Spike Lee, do the right thing, baby.
That's right. So take it from here. You were talking about last night's game between the Rams and the Seahawks and something that stood out to you.
Yeah, very important play. I thought that also that football game last night started at the very start of the fourth quarter where it was third and 11 for the Los Angeles Rams, and they were backed up on their own 10-yard line, and there was a defensive holding call on the corner, which was very, very iffy. I thought it was the wrong call. And the Seattle Seahawks actually got a stop. So they would have received a punt. And at worst, they probably would have got the ball back at midfield. Now, that was bad because on that same drive that gave the Rams a first down, they went down and scored a touchdown that put them up 17-10. I just thought it was a bogus call. I thought it was the wrong call by the referee, Dan Blino. He came on to the TV and even said he didn't think it was defensive holding.
Right. Okay. And again, you take advantage of those things when you're a good team. But something that you saw last night, and that's why when you don't come away like, boy, the Rams played great. You saw some breaks go to their favor. Yeah. You need to see them playing a lot better before you put them in the category of a team you expect to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
All right. We'll continue with the NFL conversation, but right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. As the NBA has had to postpone several games over the past week. Five over the last 3 days as the Omicron variant in COVID-19 has swept through the league, just as it has really through everybody's life right now and all the other sports leagues as well. Adam Silver went on NBA Today yesterday talking with Malika Andrews. And the question that he had to answer, which we're all wondering because the NHL had done it, is the NBA going to pause their season?
No plans right now to pause the season. We've, of course, looked at all the options. But frankly, we're having trouble coming up with what the logic would be behind pausing right now as we look through these cases, literally ripping through the country right now, putting aside the rest of the world. I think we're finding ourselves where we sort of knew we were going to get to for the past several months, and that is that this virus will not be eradicated, and we're going to have to learn to live with it. And I think that's what we're experiencing in the league right now.
You would think the first time around, Harry, we didn't know what we were dealing with.
Exactly. Yep.
And so, and the NBA sort of led the way in once you had what happened with Rudy Gobert and then the Utah Jazz, and then he just made that decision, shut it down. And then all of a sudden, all the other sports leagues, now the NFL wasn't playing at the time, mm-hmm. the first time around through this when the pandemic first really began. The NHL followed suit, and baseball eventually had to do the same thing. And then we were all shut down for a long time. This time through, you could see that while the NHL had to shut down mainly because of the border crossing, there's seven teams that play in Canada.
Exactly.
It's just almost impossible right now to have a schedule when you have that moving on. So they're not going to resume until after Christmas, I believe Monday or Sunday. The players will come back to the facilities. Monday they'll resume the season. Whereas the NBA is saying, we just got to, like all of us, learn to live through this, work through this. They have 97% of their players are vaccinated. 65% have gotten a booster. And a lot of the players are asymptomatic. And they just are trying to navigate through this mm-hmm. while also keeping games going. You're seeing players in the G League, players that have been playing elsewhere, signing. They're allowing teams to sign players. They're just trying to keep the business going.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a reflection of society right now. Is it the right decision, or should the league do what the NHL is doing, pause and just get things settled, get all their players boosted if they can, and then see where they are on the other side of the holidays?
Well, I think one of the things he's saying, and I tried to explain this to people when the pandemic had started and then it was going along month after month. The way life was beforehand would never be like that again. We're not going yeah. back. This is the new normal now. The mask, the distance from people, that's the new normal. Now, when they shut down the first time, I think Adam Silver in the back of his mind is saying, okay, I seen how it affected the following NBA season and how players and their bodies and how they didn't want to do A, B, C, or D. They had to go to the bubble, the whole nine. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, it is a time where we're going to have to live with it like now. So I understand where Adam Silver is coming from. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he should be saying that out loud. I don't think he should be saying it out loud.
About working through it?
Well, yeah.
As an athlete, what would you rather have? All right, what we're going to do is bring back some of the protocols we had that worked last year that got us through
yeah.
a 72-game season and playoffs. So there's going to be restrictions on your lifestyle because you came into the season, players just like in the NFL. You could, if you were vaccinated, oh, sure, yeah, no more masks. Go ahead if you want to go out to dinner. Last year, you couldn't do any of that stuff. Stay in a hotel, stay with yeah. your team. If you went somewhere, immediate contact tracing, like anytime you make contact with somebody that's outside of your team's bubble. All right, so you have two choices.
That's another thing.
We're going to shut down the season. You're going to miss games, which means missing checks.
Yeah.
Or we're going to have to go back to some of these protocols. Even though you're vaccinated, we got to go back to some of these protocols for now until this all calms down. Which would you rather as a player?
Let's go back to the protocols. But I'll say this. I think that's another reason why – trust me, the coronavirus, you can catch it any kind of way, right?
Seems like it.
But I'm wondering, as a country, did we get too lax in the protocols of remaining safe?
Yeah, we wanted
safe.
To believe it was over.
Yes.
And clearly
And now we're not. Here in December mm-hmm. at this point that we are right now,
mm-hmm.
right? So sometimes, man, you got to sacrifice. Sometimes you got to cut off your finger to save your hand. Right. Sometimes you might not be able to go to that nice establishment that you want to go to, the little shake joint, the little hole in the wall. You know what I mean? With your little thing, you know, your little thing by your side. Sometimes you might not be able to do that.
I don't know if I like the way you put it, phrased it. But
it's all good. Hey, the people know what I mean. Sometimes you may want to go to an establishment with your little thing and have a good time.
Why you got to keep saying your little thing? I mean, I don't think I need that part of it.
Phrasing.
Exactly. But I get what you're saying. There is you wanted to go back to normal life as the athletes did, and maybe now at
least. And there was no such thing as normal anymore.
No. There's that, of course, I hate this phrase, but we say it all the time now, the new normal, but that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And that's what Adam Silver's saying. There's a lot of these 10 days players have to go through this. I think it's like a third of the league, maybe, almost a third of the league has already been in the protocol. So, all right, let's get through this, and then hopefully you can have a season with some maybe added restrictions. But How much will the Christmas Day games be affected?
Oh,
it seems like
you smiling too. Don't smile at me when you say it. It's a reason why you're smiling. We're not gonna get into it now. We're gonna get into it later. But you're smiling at me for a reason.
Yes, I am.
Huh?
Yeah. There's no Grinch at the Garden.
Death by default.
No Grinch at the Garden. All right. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. So, coming up, the Rams moved into a tie for first place in the NFC West with last night's win, and people have said it. It's Super Bowl or bust for them, but what NFL team is under the most urgency to win it all? We'll discuss that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
What's real is this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and it's presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What's not real is they're not here. What you have is me, Alan Hahn, and Harry Douglas. What you also have is real or not real right now, and it's brought to you by Trico. Trico has been the future of wipers since 1917. Keeping you a step ahead of Mother Nature, visit TricoCatsAndDogs.com. Pat Costello joins us now to play Real or Not Real. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. So Real or Not Real today, teams whose window is closing or closed on them to get another championship or a championship, you know, their first one. So we'll start with the Bills. Real or not real? Did their window close already?
I'll say not real, even though the last time the Bills made the Super Bowl actually 4 years in a row, what, 1990, 91, 92, 93 season? So they had four straight years of disappointment.
It's been a bit.
Yeah, but I don't think it's closed.
There was no window for quite a long time.
Yeah, with Josh Allen at the quarterback position, he's a guy that I think that you can build around. They have a solid team. They just got to develop a run game,
all right,
some
Harry,
kind of run game.
Stop being
whatever
TV commentator and tell me, Josh Allen's young. How could the window be closing or closed? He just got there. They're just starting.
I just said it hasn't closed because of Josh Allen.
Right, but you were doing it in like this whole like, well, you know, they have this, they have that. Come on, this is ridiculous. The Bills should not be on this list.
Yeah, but I can deliver it how I want to deliver it, hon.
I just feel like you could have
been
a little
more. You can't
tell me how to this is real or not real. Be real.
Yeah, I'm being real. And I'm giving you the background behind why I'm being real.
Yeah, but you were doing it like in a very structured kind of like, you know, I'm Harry Douglas, TV commentator. I know you do First Take. You're a big star. I get it. Go ahead, Pat.
Go ahead, Pat.
Hopefully this list gets better.
I got something for my non-substitute teacher today. I got something for him.
Don't blame me for the list. I didn't make it. I'm just reading it. The Saints, real or not real, is their window closed?
See, that's a good one.
Thank you. I wrote that one.
That's a tough one.
Sean Payton's still there, that defense.
That all depends on the quarterback position.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it's not closed because of that defense and the way they play and Sean Payton. But if they can get a quarterback, a Russell Wilson type guy,
saying they'd have to get someone that even if Jameis comes back healthy, you're not sure he's the guy to win that Super Bowl.
Jameis is on a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
okay, it's not a guarantee they're going to sign him back. He's coming off of ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a guarantee they're going to sign Jameis back.
Okay. So he's not the guy.
No, it's not saying that he's
not
the guy. He's
coming off
an ACL.
It's so easy to find a quarterback in the NFL. They have one.
I like Jameis.
Uh-huh.
I like Jameis.
I do too.
But he's coming off an ACL.
You already answered the question. He's not the guy. They'll have to find someone. Now can they attract
skill position players too?
A high-level player.
Wide receivers.
They have Kamara. They have Michael Thomas.
What? Michael Thomas hasn't played this year.
Well, he will play next year.
Okay.
If he wants to get paid, he will.
All right. He already got paid.
All right, Pat. That's a better one.
Thank you. The Cleveland Browns. Did their window to win a championship close? Real or not real? Han, we'll start with you.
Did it close? Did it ever open? I mean, it felt like this was like a peephole. This was like a portal. I don't know if it's a window. Because how much can they keep this team together? If they pay Baker, what do they do going forward? Is he a guy that can win you a Super Bowl? Do you start putting him into like game managers who have won a Super Bowl? I've seen those lists. Do you have to be a great quarterback, or can you have a guy that can just manage a game and win it with the ground and pound?
Who was it? Trent Dilfer at the Ravens?
That's what I mean. There's plenty of examples of quarterbacks who have won it who weren't obviously, you know, the gunslingers. Yeah. But did they have a window? Did they have a window?
No.
Thank you.
Hell no.
Oh, they see now.
Nah, oh, now you want
see,
me to.
This
oh,
is the HD.
This
I know.
What you want. You
yes.
Want, you want ATL HD.
That's what
okay,
I want.
Okay, say
that's,
no more.
That's what I want.
Say less, Han. Say less. Pat, let's go.
The Steelers, did their window close to win another championship with Big Ben?
100%.
Yeah.
The window was done. The window was closed. Window's closed.
Mm, it's sad.
Yeah. I love Big Ben too, man. I played against Big Ben my freshman year in college. I was redshirting that year, though, when he was at Miami of Ohio.
Damn, you're that old?
Yeah, man.
What else you got?
I'm a light hunt ass up today. I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Let's go with the Vikings. Real or not real that they their window to win a championship closed already?
Yeah, it's closed. They don't even know if they're going to have the same coach they have right now next year.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins, can he win you a Super Bowl?
No. I don't think so.
That's the... $150 million guaranteed for 5 years.
I'm not
for
hating
a guy
it.
That no no who's
I'm not hating it.
He could put up stats.
Get that money, baby.
He could play a little bit. He's madly inconsistent, and he can't win you a Super Bowl. That's what you're telling me.
He and they can't have win the pieces. That's the thing.
Yeah, they do.
They have the pieces.
Right. That's their defensive side of the football. Yeah. They are tough. They are good. They have obviously skilled players, and yet.
Second best wide receiver in the National Football League. Yeah, I said it.
Like, we don't talk enough about how the Vikings look
Justin
like
Jefferson.
What they look like, they're not. Like, they might be the most fugazi team in the league.
I agree with that.
Right?
I agree with that.
Yeah, that Rolex that I tried to buy yesterday out on the street.
I don't know the shit. I don't own
it. Lasted like 20
minutes. I don't know what Rolexes
minutes.
Are.
Don't even, like, I have the watches that can't even tell time.
Get out of here.
But it looks good from afar. That's the Vikings. They look good from afar.
All right, guys, real or not real, the Tennessee Titans, Harry, we'll start with you on this one because I think I know what you're going to say. The Tennessee Titans window is closing on them to win another championship or win a championship.
No, it's not at all because I actually, you could, listen, Han.
Sing the fight. So just sing the fight.
Put the camera on Han really quick.
No.
Put the camera on Han.
No.
Why'd you give that expression?
Because, like, you guys are all the same. All the pros are the same.
How?
All you guys, whatever, wherever you got blood in the ground. You will always just find
they
a reason.
They have a legitimate roster to make it to the Super
to believe
Bowl.
In them.
They have a legitimate roster. If they can, and that's the thing, if everyone can get back healthy, they can make it to the Super Bowl and win it.
If.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they can get healthy. It's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in them.
So Ryan Tannehill's going to win your Super Bowl. Is that the other?
Derrick Henry's coming back.
Yeah,
you already know where I was going with that.
I know you were.
Derrick Henry's coming back.
I knew you were, but so you trust Ryan Tannehill to make the
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with one of the greatest defenses ever. I like the defense of the Tennessee Titans, right? They play a great brand of football, physical. I like their coach, Mike Vrabel, a guy who's a champion who knows how to do it. Played under Bill Belichick, but he does things his way. He doesn't try to do things the Bill Belichick way. So I love about Coach Vrabel.
I do like him.
The window has not closed on the Titans.
I do think Vrabel's a guy that could coach you a Super Bowl. Not everybody can. He's smart enough.
Yes.
You already know. He's already shown us
exactly.
that he's
when
got
he
the
Bill
wits
Belichick,
to do it.
Bill Belichick
oh,
during a game
yeah. what a, great
a few years ago,
yes.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I like that.
Real or not real, team we just saw play last night, the Rams, their window is closing to win a Super Bowl.
Who would you put their window right now? With well, that core, oof. The money
yes,
that's
that,
being
that
spent,
is the question. Thank you, Han.
Where would you put them?
I think they have a two-year window.
You think it's about two, right?
I think a two-year window.
So it's like, is it half closed? It's still wide open? Like a breeze is blowing in? Like where
two,
are we talking about?
I'll say two-year window, possibly third year, depending on cap space. That's what I say.
Managing that team. Your core pieces are what matters. We mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
You got the coach and the quarterback combo, right?
Yes.
Those two guys in lockstep. And then you have the dominant defensive player in Aaron Donald. You have other defensive pieces as well, certainly on that team. Should that defense be better? Bart Scott has mentioned a lot about them, that they look like they should be a tough physical defense, but he said they're actually not. He doesn't think they're a physical enough defense.
I'll say this.
That's going to hold them back.
I like the pieces that they have on the defensive line. I think their linebackers can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Their linebackers can be better.
Yep. That's
and I'll even go a step further. The safety position as well.
Really? Why?
Because that's what I said, huh?
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to show your work.
No. You just when I just tried to show my work, you
because
you,
I said
you damn
so.
crucified me for it. So when I don't want to show my work, you get upset about it. You, my goodness,
I like it because I said so. Is a great way to back up.
I tried to keep it real,
statement.
Like, but you didn't want me to keep it real. I mean, make up your damn mind. What do you want? You want me to keep it real? You want me to give you?
No, I just want to keep you right where you are on edge.
Okay,
I love
All
it.
Right. All right, a few more here, real
yeah,
quick,
let's
guys.
Go.
The 49ers, real or not real, their window's closing to win a title.
Hmm.
Not real.
They got pieces, too.
They have a lot of pieces.
Yeah, and even if you looked at it, too, like Jimmy G, for them, we already know he can get them there and was one throw away from really winning it. And they have Trey Lance just waiting in the wings, right?
He's in the bullpen. Sitting in the holster, baby.
Yep, he's
sitting
in the
holster.
Which might, because of the way he plays, unlock even more of that offense that Kyle Shanahan wants to play, right? Because he does have that extra element that Jimmy G doesn't quite have. But how long will it take for him to get there? And by the time he gets there, will they still have those pieces? Will Debo and Ayuk, will they still – and Kittle,
if I'm not mistaken, I think Debo might be up for a contract this year, if I'm not mistaken. Either this year or next year.
That's the hardest thing.
He's going to get paid,
teams.
Too.
See, that to me is the caveat for all championship windows, the salary cap and the impact of it and who you got to pay to keep the group together. The hardest thing to do is keep a good team together long enough so it could pay off.
Agree.
All right, last one here, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Bay Packers is real or not real. Their window is closed or closing to win another championship.
100%. 100%.
It's like
– because we – we don't know what Aaron is going to do after this season. We know that right now they have a great chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
But past this year, we don't know. It's still to be determined. I mean, it's not like Aaron Rodgers is going to give us any leaks or give us any lead to think that he's going to come back or he's going to go. He does a great job of it. He puts on a hell of a show. Puts on a hell of a show.
All right, that's a good real and not real. And off of that, let's just discuss the Packers a little bit deeper because they probably are the team with the greatest urgency, right? Mainly because of what you just said.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks, Pat. Great job.
Oh, no, it's okay.
What do you mean that's okay? I just said great job. Rodgers.
You almost forgot about me, let's be honest.
Well, I'm trying to get to this point on Rodgers because that is the great unknown with him. And the Packers, when you look at them and consider what could happen after this year, they could go from the penthouse to the outhouse immediately.
Yeah.
Because if he leaves and then Davante Adams leaves, what do you have? Is it Jordan Love? Are you trading Rodgers and getting a quarterback back? Like wherever Rodgers wants to go, is that what you end up doing and trying to find yourself a starter in a deal at a, you know, basically you're going to swap like the Lions and the Rams did? Do you just do that? Can you find that deal out there so that at least it maintains something? But if you lose Davante Adams, that is another talent that you lose there. All of a sudden, you know, Matt LaFleur looks like a genius. 3 years, you win the division.
Yeah.
You know, the last 2 years winning 13 games and then getting to the conference championship, whatever this year is going to turn into as well, it could immediately turn quickly for this team. It could go right into a rebuild between them and the Seattle Seahawks, which Seattle, as we know, that window is not just closed. It's shut. They boarded it up. Like they probably closed up the window. They took the window out, closed it up completely. There's no window.
They knocked
left
the house down.
Yet.
They're gonna knock the house.
The whole
down.
House is down.
They're gonna knock the house down.
Okay,
so demolish it.
So that's what it. So that's the urgency to this year. The great unknown of what comes after Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, and if he does leave, what else leaves with him?
Mm. Well, we know it's a possibility. Davante Adams. I think that's the main piece.
Yeah, that is like
those two guys.
If you're Davante Adams. Here's the thing, Harry. If you're Davante Adams, and Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sure they talk, and Aaron Rodgers, at the end of the season, they do whatever they're going to do. Win the Super Bowl, reach the Super Bowl, once again in the NFC Championship, whatever it is, yeah. they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, all right, it's time for me to move on. I've done all I can here. I want to move on and try something else. Are you sticking around, or are you, I'm out?
If I'm Davante Adams?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to keep it real?
Always.
Skrrr.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lean back. I'm out of there. I'm gone.
Right.
A-Rod's not there. Why would I stay there?
Right. There's zero interest in staying.
Yeah. Why would I stay? I'm going to play with my best friend.
The only why
Derek Carr.
Well, yeah, that of course has been the story, is would he go there? That's why I've wondered if I'm the Packers and Aaron Rodgers wants to go west, do you trade Rodgers for Carr?
Mm.
I mean, Carr's pretty, you know, Keith thinks Carr's a top 10 quarterback.
I like
that. Does that then keep your window somewhat open? Because then you don't lose that wide receiver one.
I agree with you.
You still have a good running back. You still have sort of everything in place. And then you ask Derek Carr, it can't be Aaron Rodgers, but still, it's a lot better than going to Jordan Love.
I see.
You go to Jordan Love, you're hitting the reset button.
Oh, 100%.
You might as well then blow the whole thing up.
Another thing, too, like Robert Tonyan, he tore his ACL this year. How's he going to be coming back? Because I think that tight end position is very, very key for a guy like Derek Carr. We see right now without Darren Waller.
Oh, man, what a difference.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's a huge difference between mm-hmm. that Raiders football team without Darren Waller. So I think if you are sure that Tonyan is going to come back and be effective, or you can get a solid tight end in there as well, I think you can sell Derek Carr on that.
Can you, yeah, and again, of course, it all hinges on Rodgers.
I mean, it'd be a trade, but
for Vegas, right? Like, he'd have to want to go there too. Yeah. But that's also part of the deal, and Vegas would want to make that move. But the only way I could think that the window for the Packers stays open is that, because I'm with you. If Rodgers leaves, Adams is behind him. He's on his way out too. They're both going through the exit, right? That's it. They're both out. And if that happens to this offense, it's too difficult to flip that. Now, their defense has played really well this year. That's actually been an interesting story on that side of it, but that window would have to close. Now, who else are we looking at as far as after them? Would it be the Rams? Would it be the – I mean, as I asked the question, did the Browns ever have a window? I mean, did you ever truly look at – and I know I heard, you know, Swagoo said they had the best roster up and down in the league, but did you ever really firmly say, boy, I could see the Browns in the Super Bowl?
The Browns? No. I thought they can compete. I thought they would win the AFC North this year, and I actually thought they would get past the first round of the playoffs. But at some point, I thought Baker Mayfield would find a way to mess it up.
I hate that, right?
And I hate to say that, man. That. Like, because I don't want to down the guy.
No,
like,
but
you know what I'm saying?
But there's just certain people.
But at some point, I felt like in the playoffs, Baker Mayfield will find a way to mess it up.
In what way?
And not being the guy that they need him to be.
It's amazing.
To win the football game. What do you mean? In what way?
No, it's a – well, I thought might say, like, either turnovers or something, like, or
oh,
just
that's
being
what I'm
hurt.
Like, we even
being
seen this year. Like, they had the Kansas City game, and Baker threw it through an interception at the end.
Yeah.
Like, little stuff like that. Like, he's fussing about – listen, I think the most pressure right now on any quarterback in the National Football League
is
right now, a lot of people think it's Dak Prescott. To me, no, I think it's Baker Mayfield. Because you look at his schedule down the stretch, because the Browns are still in it.
Yes.
They're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
But I think they play, the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
They play the Bengals.
Right.
And I can't remember the last team. Might be the Ravens. Is it the Ravens?
I know I believe they play the Ravens one more time. As I looked that up, you did, though, say it's not Dak Prescott. But do the Cowboys, what's their window situation? What would you put? Because we didn't put them on the list. But I wondered if we should.
Pat didn't put him on the list, not we.
Well, it's this was a collective yesterday when we were discussing this, so I do want to say it was all of us. But I
Pomegranate.
That's payback.
That's the reason why I said it, because he keeps playing it.
But what is the Cowboys' window? How do we look at them and that window as well? I mean, if you're Jerry Jones, you know you want to win now. Like,
and
he's
and
trying
have,
to win.
They have
now.
The roster to win now.
And in that division, by the way. I mean, it's set up for you have an easy enough schedule because you don't have anybody else in the division pushing you.
But see, that's one reason why I think the pressure's not on Dak Prescott, because
it's not on him?
No, because of that division and how weak it is.
They're not going to suck forever, so somebody's going to get better.
I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about in this year. I'm talking about right now.
See, I feel like they should have urgency, and they don't, the Cowboys.
Right. That's part of the reasons why I'm upset with the offense.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't have the pressure on them because the teams in that division are so down.
Right. Packers, Steelers, Bengals.
Oh, Packers, Steelers, Bengals.
The Steelers was the game, not Ravens. So, yeah, and they finish against Cincinnati. And obviously for Cincinnati, they're still trying to even win that division, which is amazing to think.
But think about all those games, right? Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's going up against Aaron Rodgers. You're going up against Big Ben. And then you're going up against Joe Burrow. So you
by the way, at Pittsburgh, and remember when the Browns went to Pittsburgh and
you have to
won
be
in the playoffs.
Excellent in all those football games. You have to be excellent.
Yeah, you're not just beating Big Ben, you're beating Mike Tomlin in his building.
Yeah.
While that team, too. There's something about what Tomlin's doing. Big Ben has become, Roethlisberger is like Weekend at Bernie's at this point. Like, they are holding him up and pretending he still can throw. Like someone's got his arm. Like, yeah, no, he's good. Like, meanwhile, he's you know, barely there. Like, I love the rushing touchdown that we saw because he just fell forward.
They need to have a meeting with that offensive line because some of the times I'm watching Big Ben, I'm like, does this offensive line even like him?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, it's right. it's hard to watch sometimes.
Elderly
because
abuse.
You have that respect for Big Ben.
Yeah, but – but I the Browns thing is interesting only because the roster suggests they should be better. But that's the team that you wonder, did you ever really believe there was some kind of window to win a Super Bowl there? But
no.
The Cowboys, I do believe that there's a window now for them. I don't think it's – I mean, how much longer do you start trusting them before you start saying, you know what, no, that window's closed? I know, but saying that, the defense has young pieces. The offense, CeeDee Lamb, has young pieces. Dak is young, coming off injury. The offensive line is not.
They got to get healthy.
That's the part that you worry the most about because the Cowboys are all about that offensive line.
Yeah.
And if that offensive line
it's
gets
dominant.
Older, and if that offensive line breaks down, as we've seen lately, you got to rebuild it. Ask the Giants how easy that is to rebuild an offensive line. It is not. All right, Harry just said that Baker Mayfield has more pressure than any quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Is he right? You tell us next. KJM, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.